track 10. And now we come to the last of our news tracks. Riverteen volunteers tackled big cleanup. A frying pan, trailer wheels, fishing tackle, and even a plastic parrot were among the haul collected in a litter pick amongst the lower banks of the Riverteen at the weekend, Saturday, April the 26th and Sunday, April the 27th. The clean-up, organised by the Friends of the Riverteen, saw 32 volunteers filling sacks with rubbish, including single-use plastic, dog balls, fabric, and polypropylene rope. The group also cleared large items such as furniture, car tyres, a fuel can, and bits of old boats. The volunteers, many of whom were recently involved in clearing up a wrecked yacht on the rocks at the foot of the Ness in Sheldon, reported counting at least 15 broken or abandoned boats in various states of decay. Recent studies have revealed that broken down fiberglass from decaying boats can enter the food chain after being ingested by mussels and oysters. As well as the risks to wildlife and water quality as they break down, abandoned boats also create an eyesore and litter trap. Friends of the Riverteen said it will make the case for them to be removed as soon as possible by the authorities responsible. We are pleased with the support we have received, not only from volunteers, but also from the Harbour Commission, Teignbridge District Council and Sheldon Parish Council, said Peppy Dad, who led the litter pick. We live in a beautiful river, and our vision for a clean and healthy Teign is vital for our local community. It feels good to have improved the visual impact and to lessen the threat that litter poses to wildlife. And later this month, Sheldon Parish Council will be cleaning up the village beach in a large-scale operation that involves reprofiling the sand line following the winter storms. The beach will be partially closed on Thursday, May the 15th, and closed fully on Friday, May the 16th, to enable heavy machinery to move sand and rocks to rebuild the strand in front of Marine Parade.
Heroes welcome for High Climbing Bobby, a youngster from Newton Abbott who raised hundreds of pounds in memory of the uncle he lost to suicide, received a hero's welcome when he visited his chosen charity's headquarters. 8-year-old Bobby Joyce raised £420 last year by walking up the highest mountain in England and Wales with his mum. The national charity Papyrus Prevention of Young Suicide was so touched that they invited Bobby and his family to meet their team 250 miles away in Cheshire. The charity's chief executive said, "Bobby melted our hearts after he walked up Mount Snowdon in North Wales with his mum and then wrote a lovely letter to us saying he hoped the money raised would help to save lives. They can be ensured that every penny raised will be spent helping children and young people who are struggling with life. Tragically, Bobby lost his Uncle James to suicide in 2022, aged just 21. Last year, family and friends sponsored Bobby and his proud mum Emily's Mount Snowdon Challenge, which took them more than 7 hours to complete in terrible weather conditions. It was such a miserable cold day. He was shivering but just kept on going. So many walkers were so supportive on the way up, encouraging him and making him smile," said Emily. "I just kept on saying to him, 'Come on, we're nearly at the top.' He knows my brother James was very poorly. We talk about mental health and how important it is to chat about things and to share how we feel. He knows that no issue is too big that you can't talk about it."
Hundreds of prisoners at Channingswood Jail. There were hundreds of prisoners at Channingswood Prison in Teignbridge last year, new figures show. A penal reform charity warned prison overcrowding and a lack of resources contribute to a failing system and called on the government to jail fewer people and reform the probation service. The Minister of Justice figures come after the government re-enacted Operation Safeguard in March, requiring police stations to set aside cells for prisoners when jails are close to capacity, following an increase in the number of people detained across England and Wales. It shows that there were 731 prisoners at Channingswood Prison in Teignbridge at the end of March, broadly in line with a year earlier. Meanwhile, there were nearly 88,000 prisoners in England and Wales at the end of March, in line with a year earlier, but up 3% from 2024. Although 15,730 people were released from prison between October and December last year, up 23% on the previous year, some 10,400 people were recalled to prison across the same period, up 45% on the previous year. The Ministry of Justice said measures aimed at tackling prison overcrowding, including early release and the expansion of the home detention curfew, likely contributed to the growing recalled population. Andrew Nielsen, Director of Campaigns at the Howard League for Penal Reform, said, "Prisons have been asked to do too much with too little for too long, and these prison population figures show that even the early release of thousands of people has not been able to solve the problem for good." He said that more than half of prisons in England and Wales are overcrowded and that the situation is unsustainable. He warned that overcrowding and lack of resourcing are contributing to a failing system where the needs of people in prison are overlooked and unmet. He said it could not be clearer that further action is necessary. Pia Sinha, Chief Executive of the Prison Reform Trust, said, "The prison population is once again approaching record highs, with the breathing space brought about by emergency release measures fast disappearing. A key driver of this crisis is the rising number of people being recalled to custody, trapping individuals in the criminal justice system rather than supporting their rehabilitation. Tackling overcrowding through meaningful reform will help build a safer, more effective justice system for everyone," she added. The Ministry of Justice spokesperson said it would not hesitate to recall offenders who break the rules or cannot be managed in the community. However, the number of recalled offenders in prison has doubled since 2018, contributing to the prison crisis this government inherited, they added. "That is why we've reformed the recall and re-release process while retaining important safeguards to keep the public safe."
No planes or trains, but plenty of automobiles. Hundreds of visitors flocked to Tynmouth Den on Sunday, May the 4th, to admire an array of classic cars, bikes and trikes on display. The event was organised to raise money for next year's Tynmouth Air Show. This year's air show was cancelled earlier this year as the organisers sought to secure a financial foundation for next year's event. There were a range of vehicles on display, spanning the decades. These included a Ridgeland police car complete with flashing lights, a Chevy pickup, Triumphs, Bentleys, Morgans, Ford Cortinas, Jaguars, and a Subaru rally car, as well as motorbikes and trikes. And this article is surrounded by lots and lots of photographs of people looking into engines.
Runners who joined thousands across the finish line. Runners from Teignbridge were among the thousands who pounded the streets of London for the capital's marathon at the end of last month. Collectively, their efforts have raised nearly £17,000 for charities, including Newton Abbott-based Life Chance Trust, Torquay's Rowcroft Hospice, the RNLI, and British Heart Foundation. Often, personal stories have spurred the runners on. The bravery of her younger sister, Ella, who has a rare heart condition, inspired 19-year-old Megan Priest-Bishop to run in aid of the British Heart Foundation, while early experiences in care pushed Shannon Izod to run for Life Chance Trust. Despite the blistering heat, 56,640 participants completed the 26.2-mile course, and the 2025 London Marathon is set to generate a record-breaking £75 million for charities. And this article is surrounded by all the participants, including teen Megan Priest-Bishop, who raised over £3,500 for the Heart Foundation, and Kath Merrick, who raised £3,000 for Children with Cancer UK.
Village celebrates its ancient May Day tradition in style. Lusley celebrated the 120th anniversary of May Day last Saturday, the oldest continuous celebration of its kind in the South West, with crowds heading to the Dartmoor village to witness this quintessentially British celebration. Youngsters from the village accompanied this year's May Queen, Eve Whitehead, around the village to traditional music, a welcome from the town crier and a blessing from the rector. It was then back to the granite rock and throne in the orchard for the maypole dancing and an afternoon of entertainment. Harriet Knowles, chairman of the Lusley May Day Committee, said, "It was wonderful to welcome so many people to the event. We had a brilliant turnout and the children did an amazing job processing through the village and dancing round the maypole. A big thank you to all those who supported this year's events, the proceeds of which are fed straight into May Day 2026. And there are some wonderful photographs of the huge procession of people, musicians, children, adults alike, through the village, maypole dancers and this year's May Queen.